Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
And yesterday, Sarah Marie brought something to the show. I did make a claim that I think Geelong is the new Hollywood, just because there's so much being filmed here and so many iconic television shows being filmed here. It's vibing like Hollywood to me.
Did you say a number, something like over 600 applications since 2022 to film here?
So I don't think it's 2022. I think it's in the last 10 years. There's been 680 applications for people, whether it's filming movies, documentaries, television shows, reality shows in Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine. And I was saying that you and I feel like we should get into some of these projects as actors.
Yes, please.
As someone who did, you know, VCE drama, Ducks of My Class of Two People. I don't want to brag, but I think I got the chops. I think I got that acting bug in me. I know that you said you've loitered in the back of scenes before when they were filmed on just off Moorabool Street, was it?
Yeah.
Like when there was like a film that never got released came out, you were just in the background. So we've both had acting experience.
I do have acting credits.
Okay.
From other than just loitering in the ground from
loiterer, Sarah Marie. So
Thank you. What
we have decided, I said to you, I was like, I want to prove to you that I've got the chops. So let's read a script from an iconic movie. We both selected The Notebook, the scene where Noah and Ali. Is it towards the end? I've never seen The Notebook. This is the thing.
What?
Yeah, I know. We don't have time to like every other person in my life to yell at me that I haven't seen The Notebook, but I've seen bits of this scene.
No, I just find it fascinating because you said to me, hey, can you go find an iconic movie scene for us to act out and don't tell me about it? And then without even needing to take another breath, you went, oh, hang on a second, grab one from The Notebook, get, you know, the iconic one, the big one. And that's what I got. And now you're telling me that you haven't seen The Notebook.
But I've seen little snippets of this. And I think I got that Gos in me. I got Ryan Gosling. You got that McAdam in you. I think we can get there, you know?
Let's get there then.
All right. So we're going to pick it up. I think I start and then I'm going to I'm genuinely, Sarah Marie.
Yes.
You are about to be blown away.
I'm ready.
With what I can deliver. And, actually, no, you say it because I'll,
And action.
Would you just stay with me?
Stay with you? For what? Look at us. We're already fighting.
Well, that's what we do. We fight. You tell me when I'm being an arrogant son of a...
Whoop.
And you tell me. And I tell you when you're being a pain in the ass. Which you are 99% of the time. I'm not afraid to hurt your feelings. They have like a 2-second rebound rate. And you're back doing the next pain in the ass thing.
So what?
So it's not going to be easy. I'm going to be really hard. And we're going to have to work on this every day. But I want to do that because I want you. I want all of you, forever, you and me, every day. Will you do something for me, please? Will you just picture your life for me 30 years from now, 40 years from now? What does it look like? Is it with that guy? Go, go, go. I lost you once. I think I could do it again. If I thought it's what you really wanted, but don't take the easy way out.
What easy way? There is no easy way. No matter what I do, somebody gets hurt.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? Ali shakes her head.
It's not that simple.
What do you want, goddammit? What do you want?
I have to go. And scene. Well done.
I got that dog in me. I got that acting dog in me.
Who hasn't seen the movie, let alone that very iconic scene. Also, I took a couple of things personally there. I feel like...
I got into that character.
When you were telling me that I was being a pain in the ass,
That wasn't method. That was just...
looked into my soul.
That was the only time I went off script. I meant to say that? Because that all just flowed through me. Just felt like it was natural. It felt like I was meant to say.
Okay, so now we need to find somebody who's actually filming something and needs a couple of characters, you know?
Hopefully Noah and Ali. I feel like if they are doing a recast of The Notebook in Geelong, you know? Do it at the Barwon River instead of the lake house. I think we could get it done.
I don't want to do all those scenes with you.
Again, I haven't seen the movie. So
trust me, okay. You don't want to do all of those scenes with me.
All right. Well, you know, I'm versatile. We'll figure it out. I'll watch the movie. I'll get back to you.
This is Tim and Jess.
DeMarcus Gatlin from Geelong United. We've got a big game against Launceston tomorrow night from the arena. Women at 5, men at 7. We are going to give away some tickets very soon. But DeMarcus, we appreciate you sticking around. Are you ready to solve some dilemmas?
I am ready. I
I haven't turned on. Oh, sorry, it's turned on mic on. Oh my gosh. Sorry, mate. That's my bad.
I am ready. I'm also ready for Jess to get back since Sarah's bringing up old
Sarah
stuff.
Oh, Sarah Marie and
that's
Marcus
it. That's all I had
fighting.
On my sleeve.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, look, this is how we can distract you because you are great in the paint, but you're better at solving dilemmas.
It's Dilemmas with DeMarcus.
So the way this works, Sarah Marie, is people either send us emails, they send us voice memos, they send us things at our social media at KROQ Geelong, and DeMarcus solves them with his unsolicited... Well, I guess it is solicited advice because they've asked for it.
No, that's right. You have absolutely asked for people. And please, keep sending them through.
Oh, for sure.
There are three outstanding dilemmas.
Two anonymous, which we always like as well, DeMarcus. This is one of those. DeMarcus, I work for a business in town. We have a pretty small team, and recently one of my team members told me that they've been faking sick over the last year to get extra long weekends. It really annoyed me because when one of the team is away, it puts a massive workload on the rest of us. Should I tell my boss?
Nah, don't tell your boss. I think you should just have a conversation with him and let them know that, you know, it bothers you and it makes things hard. So please not to do it again. And then if it continues to happen, maybe you cross that road, but... snitches get stitches, man.
I knew you were going to say snitches get stitches.
Okay. All right. Well, that's pretty straightforward. We like it. Sometimes it's easy and it's just, you could have just said snitches get stitches and we could have moved straight on. I like it. All right. Sarah Marie, what's the next one?
This one is from Chloe from Armstrong Creek and she says, I want my husband to quit playing local footy. He plays every Saturday for 16 weeks a year. He's always at training or at the games and I work late at night. So I feel like I never see him. What should I do?
I wish I knew if they had kids. I would assume they probably do.
I don't know.
So we have we had a couple of older players, and once they started having kids and they found it really hard to continue playing basketball, I think you have a great argument, especially if he's not getting paid much for playing.
He's just playing.
Like, if any.
If you're just playing it, just hang it up, dude. Hang it up.
You're done.
Hey, so happy life.
Would you get her to use the words hang up, dude?
Hang it up.
Hang it up. Okay.
Absolutely.
I like it.
Absolutely.
It's good. This is great advice. Final one, another anonymous one, and you'll understand why, DeMarcus. DeMarcus, I reversed into my sister's car, leaving her house the other day. I panicked. She thinks someone hit her at the car park at the shop. Should I tell her it was me?
No. That's the... Because then you have to pay a deductible. I don't know how it works out here, but back home, we would have to pay a deductible with our insurance company and things like that. Otherwise, her insurance would probably just handle it.
Maybe. Well, couldn't she just say, hey, like, say if I hit your car, your Bentley downstairs, if I hit it and I came to you and I said, DeMarcus, I'm so sorry I hit your car, just go get a quote and I'll give you the cash to fix it. Couldn't they do that?
That's true. Now, if it was me, I definitely just would have said, hey, I accidentally back into your car. We'll handle it.
Would you?
I swear I would.
Honestly?
DeMarcus is one of the most honest people I know. Hands down, he would do it.
The fact that she left already and came back and had her sister panicking, like, don't own up to it now.
It's too late.
Yeah.
Or maybe you could go, oh, geez, that paint looks awfully similar to my car. I think I may have done that, sis. I'm so sorry.
No.
You could do that.
I've actually just come up with a hero last minute move. What you could do is you say, oh, I see someone's hit your car. You know what? I'll give you the money. I think that this... And then they'll be like, wow, you don't have to do that. That's so nice. So not only have you gone from doing the bad thing, but you're the hero in the situation.
That, I think, is worse...
That's awful.
...than not saying anything at all.
All right, well, I'm just testing the waters. So it's a soft no from the group. That's good to know.
Sweep it under the rug.
All right. All right.
All the other problems are, just put it under the rug.
DeMarcus,
pretend it never happened.
Geelong United taking on Launceston tomorrow at the arena. We have four tickets to the Till Automotive courtside box, 52232955. You can go and cheer on Geelong United. Cheer on the women, cheer on the men. First one through, you get that courtside box. DeMarcus, thank you so much for coming in, and we promise we won't take you back to Livewire Park.
Promise.
It is action-packed adventure, but just not for DeMarcus.
Thank you, guys.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Going to play a bit of a game here with you, Sarah Marie. If you're listening as well, feel free to get involved.
Love a game.
Apparently, there's a claim that there is one name that is the most versatile name to give a child. Now, here on the show, Jess and I, we love talking about names. We spell names. We talk about the most popular names across Victoria, across
Geelong.
You let
me know how awful my name is, apparently.
Well, it's not awful. It's so long. Like, if I say your name out loud one more time, news will be late. Like, that's where we're at. Again, there's more syllables in your name than there is in the Tim and Jess show. Like, there's a lot in there. But hey, again, you had no control over it.
No.
It's not every day you meet someone with two first names that aren't hyphenated. So it's nice to have you. But would you say your name is versatile? Because no one calls you Sarah, really.
Yeah, some people do. Occasionally. Yeah, I'll let it slide.
No, but no one's calling you Marie. Like, what, what nicknames are you getting, like, with the name like Sarah Marie?
SMC, SM. Mm.
Because your surname is Cameron, so that starts with a C.
That's
so
how that works, yep.
Apparently the name Frederick...
What a great name.
...is the best name because it has six shortened names in it. Do you think, Sarah Marie, you can find...
Yes.
...all... And this is without changing any spelling.
Yeah.
Can you find the six names within Frederick? Feel free to use a piece of paper.
Okay, so
and then
got,
let's go through them
we've
together.
We've got Fred, we've got Ed.
Yeah, we got Ed.
We've got Rick.
Yeah, Rick's in there. Congratulations.
Derek.
You've got Derek. That's one of the hard ones to see.
Are we going with the shortened of Richard? Can I say that?
No, we're not. That's not in there.
Oh, well,
because it's not. Because again, no spelling changes.
Okay.
There's two more. I'm pretty sure.
No spelling changes. No, no, no. But I'm saying D I C. People use that as a nickname.
Please don't say the fourth letter. Whatever you do. I know you haven't been at Catrock in a while, but we still can't do those words. There's two more. So you've given us Ed, Fred, Derek, Rick. No, no, Nick. Again, keeping the spelling as is. There's two more.
Okay, well, just so you know, I thought Derek was with two R's, but I just went for it.
No, there's a single R in Derek.
Okay, great. I love that.
You can also tap out. I'm struggling to think of a name that can match with six other names inside it.
Hang on. Sorry.
I know. I shouldn't have. I keep bringing this up, and you did explain to me that you do have dyslexia,
yeah.
And I understand that this is not a fair thing to request of you with no notice given.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just. Because
I'm going to give you about 10 more seconds before I come in with the final two, because it seems like you're panicking.
No. I just need to know.
You've taken your glasses off. That's how much you're panicking.
I'm crying.
Okay. So you are handling it well. Sorry. My bad.
No, because I'm laughing.
Okay.
No, can you please just tell me?
Okay.
For the fifth one, can you tell me the first letter?
Ah.
Oh, I didn't even go that way. Hang on. Wait, did I say Rick? Yes. R-E? No. R.
I'm going to put everyone, including myself, out of their misery here. The two that you've missed out are Red.
Oh, you said no nicknames.
Fred. F-R-E-D. Within the word. That's what I'm saying.
Was it the first?
Ed.
Yeah.
And then Eric. E-R-I-C. They're all of those names again. Ed, Rick, Derek, Red, Eric, Fred are all in Frederick.
I thought you were saying no nicknames. So, like, and to me, Red's a nickname. It's not a name.
You can, right? It's that 70s show, Red Foreman. It's, I'm not sure that's his real name, but you just never know.
Not a great deal of good references from that show anymore.
I'm still waiting. Like, name another name that has six names within it. Like, this is
Sarah Marie.
Yeah, well, actually, fair enough. And now we're late for news. Thanks. You said it out loud. Now we're in trouble.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.